We're all familiar with the famous Gemara, Harogul b'ner, Habalum b'nin tamid l'chachomim. The Rosh is Mazbar, Harogul b'ner refers to Ner Chanukah. It seems as if the Gemara is telling us that there's a guarantee. Anyone who's Rogul in Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is guaranteed b'nin tamid l'chachomim. If there's perhaps one thing that unites all Erlich Yidden, it's that overarching desire to be able to have Yiddish Adairs, to be Zeicha, to tamid l'chachomim for children. We live in a world where we're constantly bombarded with different skulas. We're left wondering the authenticity of each skula. Here we have a Mefurash Gemara, Harogul b'ner, Havel menin tamid chachamim. It would seem that we would all desperately want to try to be zeiche to this haftocha of the Gemara. How are we Rogul b'ner? It would seem kepshuta, someone who's mekayim the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. But oy bazoy, there's a question that I think bothers us all. So why is it that everyone seems to be mekayim the mitzvah, Mika Amcha Yisrael, finding the latest hiddur, the latest diktuk in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, and yet it doesn't seem to be that we're all zeichet to this kiyum, to this haftocha of havlim benin tamid chachamim? We might be embarrassed to ask this question, but I found one of the kadmoinim, a ksavyad from Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Arayvid, who asked this kasha. He says, ruba de ruba of people are mekayim the mitzvah, and yet we don't find everyone being zeiche to this haftocha. Zokt, the Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Arayvid, weist ois, that ruba de ruba are madlik the neiris, but still are not mekayim this inyan of being a rogel b'ner. If you look over there, it seems from the context that he's referring to all of the kavonis al pisoid, different expectations of being mekayim the mitzvah of a kabbalah de ka'ofen. But first and foremost, what he's telling us is that we can only be left with one conclusion. If we're not all being zeichet to have l'minint and chachamim, it means that in some way we're not being mekayim the rogel b'ner. The truth is, we find already in the ksavim from the Alta from Kelim that he writes on himself, ani ukiyotzebi ubnei gili loy kiyamnu mitzvahs ner chanukah miyomenu. Apel of the Galoshin, that none of us were ever mekayim mitzvahs ner chanukah. It's clear from the Alta from Kelim that Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is not just igniting a wick. There's some sort of sublime avoida, something that's supposed to be some sort of avoidas halev, avoidas hanefesh, and needs to come along together with Halakas Ner Chanukah to be mekayim the mitzvah or to be a rogel b'ner. What could this be all about? So I was thinking like this. We find in the Rambam that Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah chavivi ma'oid. The truth is, we find that the Lashon HaGemara, Harogil Mener Chanukah, what's the Lashon of Harogil? What's this Nakuda of Harogil? It should say Hazor, like it says by other mitzvahs. The Sfasemes points out that we find another peculiar Lashon in the Shir of the Zman Adloka, Achetichla Haregil Menashuk. What's that Lashon? He brings from his Zayda, who connects these two Lashonis, Haregil Menashuk, with Harogil Mener Chanukah. Zok the Sfasemes, the avoida of Ner Chanukah is to beat out from us the haregel, the hergel that we fall into when it comes to kiyum mitzvahs, doing it out of rote, doing it kiyum mitzvahs anoshim ulamuda mitoicha hergel, losing that islavus, and the avoida of Ner Chanukah is to be tichle the hergel menashuk, to get rid of that hergel in our mitzvahs and replace it with a different hergel of harogel v'ner Chanukah. What's so miyuchid about Ner Chanukah that's able to give us that new harogim Ner Chanukah, that new opportunity to get back our slavos and our bren for mitzvahs? The Rambam, like we mentioned, says, mitzvahs Ner Chanukah chavivi hi ma'oid. It's very chaviv, it's very miyuchid. What's miyuchid, what's chaviv about the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? So the MS is, the Rishonim already say that when we're being madlik the Ner Chanukah, we're really be'emes, making a symbolism for that lokas menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, the many halachos that are connected back to lokas menorah in Beis HaMikdash. What was that lokas menorah in Beis HaMikdash? The Bavusta Medrash and Ba'al Oischo. The Eibishter says, light up my Beis HaMikdash, light up my Mishkan. Zok the Medrash, a moshel for a blind person who's going with a seeing person. The seeing person is giving him hadrocha the entire way, and when he finally gets home, he says to the blind person, please turn on the light for me. The blind person turns to the seeing person and he says, you were madrich me the entire way. Now when I get home, I should turn on the light for you. Zokt, the seeing person, to the blind person, yes, I want to give you an opportunity. Here, you're able to help me. I want you to light for me. Zokt the Medrash, that is what the Eibishter went and said. Now, the whole Midbar, I was being madrich you, I gave you the Anani HaKovet, I gave you everything, Lahoir. Now it's time, it's in my base HaMikdash. I want you to give me, I want to give you the opportunity to give back something to me. Zok the Mashkiach, Rabbi Yeruchim, Amoyer de Gezach, what's Neschadish, Zok the Medrash, in the Inyan of Ahadlokas Menoyru, is that the Eibishter gives us an opportunity, Kaviyochol, to give back. Kaviyochol, the Eibishter says, I want you to illuminate my home. That's an amazing chiddush. The Eibishter wants our avoda. He wants to give us an opportunity to give him. The Eibishter segate them on unser avoda. That was neschadish in the avoda about lokas menorah. I think we can understand it's a mitzvah chavivi himoid. What's neschadish in the mitzvah about lokas nerchanika, which is nesama about loka in the Beis HaMikdosh, is that a yid can give in the Eibishter kavayochol. The Eibishter wants our kiyum mitzvahs. He wants our adloka. That's a tremendous chavivus shown to this mitzvah. This mitzvah gives us back that eslavus, that gives us back that bren. So often we go around doing mitzvahs. The Eibishter cares about like tefillin. The Eibishter cares nochashmana esrei. What's neschadish, what's mechadish, the eslavus from mitzvahs is when a person has this hargosha of, yes, the Eibishter not only cares, he wants, he's asking us to do avodas Hashem. That was neschadish in the nekuda of that lokas ha-menorah. That's what's neschadish in this nekuda of hadlokas ner Chanukah, that we can give the Eibishter, that the Eibishter cares about our avodah. That's what brings back the eslavus. I'm reminded, Reb Chaim Brim once shared this with us a story. He said that someone suggested to him that he should go to Tel Aviv to see one of the Rishon Rebbe Einiklachs. One of his Einiklachs was going to be Madlik the Menorah. They told him it's Kedai Poshet. You can't imagine what you can gain from there. He told us he was a little skeptical to go to Tel Aviv to see it. What could he gain? He's going to see Adloko Vos Kemen Shenzen. He said he was there, and he said when he saw the Rebbe get up and make Adloko, and he said, Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvoisov V'tzivuni. With the Hasidic Avora of Itzivuni, he says he saw with the tremendous Kedusha and the tremendous Kisufin that this Rebbe showed, how this person, this Rebbe was mamish arose from the Kalim, from Islavos, that Itzivuni, that the Eibishter was mitzavim me, that the Eibishter told me, I want your adloka. Reb Chaim said it was worth the whole trip to get that Ischachos and the Islavos and a mitzvah of Itzivuni. That the Eibishter was mitzavim me, this little Poshet Yid. Yes, I make a difference, and my Maisa Mitzvah makes an afkamina by the Eibishter. That's the Hischachus and the Bren that's created by someone who's Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Alokas Ner Chanukah. That's the type of Alokas Ner Chanukah that's Tichle, Hergum, and Ashok. When a person connects to that Nekuda, that Avoida of an Adloka, that the Eibishter will mein Adloka, the Eibishter wants. He asked us, give me the hadloka. That's the avoida of Ner Chanukah. And that's the harogul b'ner that's able to create bonan tamidei chachamim. The Brichodesh points out, it doesn't say harogul b'ner, he'll become a tamil chacham. It says it'll have children of tamil chachamim. So the Brichodesh, it seems that this skula is specifically the ability to give it over to the next generation. What creates continuity, what gets children to be oyde Hashem besimcha, to be loim de sarasecha lishma, is when they see a haragil b'ner that replaces tichle hergil men ashok. Oy bazoi, if we want to know the secret, if we want to know how this skula works, it's not enough to be medaktik kechur asayir in every single one of the dikdukim that there are in the mitzvahs and hider mitzvah. That's a gevaldig avoid in itself, hashteitzach, but it can't end there. There has to be a tichle hergul men ashok. It has to be replaced with harogul bener. But a person who's taka matzliach, like the author from Kelim says, very few people are matzliach, but a person who's matzliach, to beat out the hergel, to create a harogel b'ner Chanukah, a person who's margel, that his shaykhus to mitzvahs, his approach to mitzvahs, is with an hislavus, with a hischachus, with a bren, with an appreciation that the Eibishter will mein mitzvahs, the Eibishter will mein Talmud Torah. When there's that nekudah, Havelun ben Inta Minach Chachamim. We should all be zeiche beiz Hashem. Sekum tachaneke. We should be zeiche to understand this nekuda of Harogil Bener. To be zeiche to be taketechle hergel menashuk. And with that be zeiche to the ultimate brocha of Havelun ben Inta Minach Chachamim.